Hi, it's Mark Sankiewicz, and welcome to the Germination Podcast. Global gains in wheat production have fallen behind other major crop types over the past several decades. With research energy returning to this stable food source, increased wheat investment is bringing new technology advancements to the breeder's toolbox. Canadian farmers will become a beneficiary of such advancements, with new investments from both public and private sectors accelerating the rates in which productivity gains can be made in wheat. I recently spoke with Jason Reinheimer, who discussed the wheat breeding process and how new breeding technology access will see a new age of prosperity for Canadian wheat growers. Jason leads Lima Grain Cereals Research Canada's cereal breeding efforts in Canada as senior breeder. He has 16 years of experience in cereal breeding, with a majority of his career managing cereal breeding programs with Australia's largest and most successful breeding and seeds company, Australian Grain Technologies. Prior to moving to Canada, Jason established and managed a multidisciplinary team developing leading wheat varieties for Western Australia. He also held breeding roles in Durham, Triticale, and hybrid wheat. Jason's been in Canada with LCRC since February of 2016, and in that time he's established a major breeding presence in Canada, bringing global breeding technology to the prairies from company partner Lima Grain. I'm interested in this idea of the next generation of wheat, Canadian wheat specifically. Can you describe for me what that looks like, what farmers, what the industry in general is looking for in wheat, and how new breeding techniques are allowing that to happen?
Farmers obviously trying to find new and better ways to essentially be more prosperous, right? So they're looking for varieties that are going to help their enterprise be more profitable. So as a wheat breeder, you need to understand what are the drivers of profitability and prosperity of Canadian farmers. And that can be a global driver, like grain yield, for example, is a driver of profitability. So therefore, you know, that makes you focus on that particular trait quite heavily. And then you have regional specific things too that growers find very important and drives profitability on their farms. So in Manitoba, for example, Fusarium head blight resistance is a huge issue that farmers face. So I guess for us, our strategy has been understanding those specific things and then running a breeding program that can very rapidly and very intensively select towards the genotypes that are positive for those particular traits. So it's nothing really new. It's just generally breeding. And breeding's been done this way for many, many years. It's just how we go about it has changed. And with the rise in technologies like DNA fingerprinting, they're so cheap these days. Therefore, in the past, it's been cost prohibitive on how we could use that sort of technology. But now it's so cheap, we can apply it in totally different ways, which means that we have the tools to improve these important traits even faster and deliver those benefits to growers faster.
Hybrid wheat, you mentioned in your presentation that LCRC is breeding some at the moment. Will it ever hit the market? What are your thoughts on that process? I understand there's a lot of hurdles involved in hybrid wheat breeding in general.
Through my time as a hybrid wheat breeder, I remember when it was popular in the early 2000s, they were touting sort of similar time frames as they are now, you know, the sort of the 5 to 10 years sort of period. It never eventuated back then. Having said that, we have new technology available to us that allows us to do things better and faster and exploit genetics that we've sort of never had before. Having said that, and in my presentation, it's a tough one to crack, because the balance to get the benefits from the hybrids in terms of yield, and yield's the only trait you can really improve through heterosis in wheat. It's such a tough one to crack, because the seed production technology is just not there, and it costs so much currently to produce the hybrid seed to sell to farmers compared to other crops that have worked, so canola, for example. I know there's a lot of research going on in this area, and Limagrain are doing it, and other companies, Syngenta and Bayer, and there is a lot of positive news coming out of these types of breeding programs, but there's a large uphill battle in front of us to make it work. I guess the way that the way that it may work and may be successful is more around the ability to capture investment in breeding. So currently, as I explained in my talk, the current systems for the traditional breeding programs to collect and share in the value that they deliver is not high enough to sustain our current level of investment in plant breeding, not just us, but many companies. So if that doesn't change, then hybrid wheat may become a reality, because although it may not be the most efficient way to deliver gains to growers through breeding wheat, it's maybe the only system that allows research funding to go back into breeding programs.